Behind this door is the Video Zone, a place between our world and the video dimension. Waiting to challenge you for control of the Video Zone is one of the game wizards. Is it Murloc, Scorsha, or Mongo? These two teams will compete for the right to enter the Video Zone and face that game wizard's challenge. Who will it be? Find out today on Nick Arcade! And now, here's your host, a guy with enough energy to light up six cities the size of Chicago, Bill Moore!
Thank you, Andrea, and welcome to Nickelodeon Arcade, where your video savvy and video game skills are put to the ultimate test. I'm here today with Josh of the yellow team and Kenny of the red team, who are about to play the face-off game, Meteoroids. Now, in this game, you have to use your photonic laser cannon to blast these meteors before they get past your view screen. The player with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 25 points and control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round one. Guys, grab your cannons. Ready, set, go! All right, yellow team starts off on the board. Red team's on now. We're at 20 seconds. Good firing going on here. All teams been hanging on to the lead so far. We're down to 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and it's going to be the yellow team. You got the face off. Let's find out who is on today's show, starting off with the yellow team, Josh and Porsche. Hey! Now, Josh, I understand you like to draw cartoons. What are some of your favorite characters to draw?
Let me see. Garfield.
Garfield? Do you have any original ones that you draw?
Yeah, I have this one called Aristotle. I only draw him like a couple of times.
One day we'll be seeing it in the paper. And your partner today is Porsche. She likes to play piano. Now, what type of music do you like to play?
Some classical.
Classical? All right. Do you plan on doing that as a career?
No.
No? Just kind of tinkering around, hanging out. All right. Your opponents today are Beth and Kenny of the red team. Say ho! Now, Beth likes to play soccer. How long have you been playing soccer?
About 3 years.
3 years? Do you play on a team or just with friends?
With friends and on a team.
Oh, both. All right. Well, good luck to you today. Your partner there is Kenny. And Kenny likes to play football and basketball. Baseball. Which one do you play better, football or baseball?
Baseball.
Baseball. What position do you play?
Pitch.
Pitch. Oh, right up there on the mound. Hey, well, let's wish them all good luck on today's show. Okie dokies, you all know how to play. You're going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're going to move him all around the screen in every direction except diagonally. Now, as you do this, you're going to run into our four Ps, the points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Be careful, though, because there's an enemy up there, and if you run into him, controller Mikey zips over to the other team. Now, all questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the two rounds will go inside of our video to face today's game wizard. I'm done talking. Andrea, tell us where Mikey's headed today.
Hold on to your sombreros, amigos, because Mikey's headed for Slurpee Gulch in the wild, wild west. In round one, he'll be hiking a trail along the Baby Grand Canyon. But look out, because waiting to nail him is a pint-sized pioneer named Silly the Kid. Get Mikey past the goal, and you'll get 50 points. Go, partners.
All right, varmints, that's the scoop there. Yellow team, you won the face-off. You have 25 points. You get to move Mikey first. What direction?
Up. Up.
Mikey's starting up. Pop quiz. All right, the correct answer to this question will get you 25 points and control of Mikey. It's a question about famous horses. What is the name of Wilbur's talking horse? Red team.
Mr. Ed.
Oh, I think that's right, Beth. You got 25 points and control of Mikey is now in your hands. You get to move him.
Right.
Mikey's going right. That with a little infamil there. Control is zipped back over to the yellow team. You get to move Mikey again. What direction?
Down.
Mikey's heading down. Pop quiz. Ooh, it seemed like only yesterday we were there. All right, this question is about Mexico. Correct answer, 25 points. The Rio Grande River separates Mexico from what country? Yes, red team.
Texas.
That is incorrect. I'll read it again for you, yellow team. The Rio Grande River separates Mexico from what country? The correct answer is the United States. Good old terra firma. All right. Another question about New Mexico. What candy-filled container is hit with sticks until it breaks open at Mexican fiestas? Yes, red team.
Piñatas.
Piñata. I have trouble too. Yeah, piñata. That's it. All right. You have 25 more points. You're up to 50, and control is back in your hands. Move the micster again.
Down. Down.
Mikey's headed down. Video challenge.
Red team, come here. Come on over here, mosey and rip me, farmer. Come on and mosey. Right here, this is good.
All right. Hey, video challenge. You get to add more points to your score and maintain control of Mikey. Who's going to be playing first? You're going to play Beth? Okay, Kenny, you hang on to this. Beth, today you get to choose from Air Busters, The Legend of the Mystical Ninja, Vapor Trail, Cyberlip, and Gradius 3. Which one would you like to play?
The Legend of Mystical Ninja.
All right over to Mystical Ninja. Come on with us, Kenny. Now, yeah, she's ready. Help. Turn around here for a second. Let me tell you what this deal is. You have to beat the Wizard's Challenge, and on Ninja, you have to beat it. It is set at $60. You have to meet or beat that in 30 seconds. All right, now, Kenny, you have 50 points, your opponents have 25. Of your 50, I want you to write down how many points you're willing to wager on your partner beating the Wizards Challenge. You have 3 seconds to write it down now. Whoops, hang on, wait, we have to do it again. Here, do it real fast. He had it upside down. Shh, let's not, three extra seconds. Go ahead, do it. Nobody sees it. Okay, all right, good. Turn around, you have 30 seconds. Ready, set, go. Legend of the Mystical Ninja, you have to retrieve stolen money. And then you have to hit the person, you have to grab the money back. She's up to $40, $36. Ooh, she just lost a little. Now she's back up to 30, all right. She's throwing the money. You have to hold on to the money. Problem. We started throwing the money back after you got it. Let's see how many points Kenny wagered. 20. All right, we're going to adjust the score and we're going to play some more. Head back over. All right. Unfortunately, time was not on your side there. You're down to 30 points. You're still in the lead, though. Yellow team, you have control of Mikey. You get the move in what direction?
Four, right. To the right.
Okay, Mikey's going to the right. Hey, you get this no matter what happens. Andrea, tell them about it.
Yo, from Casio, a rap keyboard with 25 instrument sounds for rapping along, plus a voice effector and built-in mic. So fresh, only from Casio. Congratulations.
Right. Yeah, that is yours, and you get to move Mikey again. What direction?
No, we have to do time bomb if we go up to...
It's the summit right. Happening here.
To the right.
Oh,
right.
Mr. Right. Host over here.
Four.
What direction?
Four.
Okay. Pop quiz. Hands on the buzzers. This is a question about Western plants. What is the state flower of Texas? Yellow tea? It's the all plant. No? Do you have a guess for me?
A poupon?
No, that's incorrect. Red team, listen for the choices here. What is the state flower of Texas? Is it A, the yellow rose, B, the blue bonnet, or C, the pink carnation? Yes, red team.
The yellow rose.
Yellow rose is incorrect. It's the blue bonnet. I thought the yellow rose took the little song thing. Who would have? Go figure. All right, another one. Hands on your... Oop, that sound's telling me that we are almost out of time, so Mikey's going to go zip straight to the goal. We're in a situation called sudden death. I got a question for you. The correct answer will get you 50 points and the goal for round one. This is a question about Western landmarks. The question is, what famous geyser erupts about every hour in Yellowstone National Park? Red team.
Well, can you repeat the question?
What famous geyser erupts every hour in Yellowstone Park? Ooh, red, yellow team, do you have a guess for me? Audience, do you know? Old Faithful. Old Faithful, yeah, okay. Hands on the buzzers. We're still in sudden death. A famous Texan battle cry in 1836 was, remember the what? Red team.
Amico.
Ooh. Yellow team, do you know? Remember the Amway? No, it's Alamo. Remember the Alamo. All right, we're still here. Of these three states, which one, which is the one that the Continental Divide does not run through? Is it A, Wyoming, B, New Mexico, or C, Kansas? Which one? Yes, yellow team.
Kansas.
Kansas is it. You've got the goal. All right. Yeah. Let's just reveal the board and show where everything was up there for this round. All right, a couple of prizes. There's another prize left. Hey, that is it. Yellow team at 75 points. They're heading into the second round. Red team at 30 points into the second round. But in round two, we all know the points are double. Anything can happen. Come on back. And joining me this time is Porsche of the yellow team and Beth of the red team, who are about to play Meteoroids. Now remember, in this game, you have to use your photonic laser cannons to blast meteors before they get past your screen. At the end of 30 seconds, whoever has the highest score will get 50 points and control of Mikey for the start of round two. Ladies, let's get started on your controllers here. Ready, set, go. Ooh, Scotty's on board. Red team is first on the board with a score. Red team scores again. We're down to 15 seconds. All right, yellow team is on board. We are now under 10 seconds. Heading down to the final 5 seconds. The winner is going to be red team. Some points. Hey, let's find out where Mikey's going this time. Andrea, tell us, please.
Well, Hoss, board up the windows and pin up the hogs, because Mikey's ambling into the ghost town of El Dorado. But out there to jump his claim is that very young gun, Zilly the Kid. Guide Mikey past the goal, and you will saddle up to 100 points.
Thank you, Andrea. Red team, you brought up and caught the lead with the 80 points there from winning the face-off, and you have control of Mikey. Get to move him. What direction?
Right.
Mikey's going right. Pop quiz. Here's the question. Question about Western slang, and the correct answer will get you 50 points, because in round two, they're doubled. What shortened form of how do you do would a cowboy use? Yellow team.
Howdy.
Howdy's it, partner. You got the point. And you have control of Mikey. You're up to 125. Move him again, please.
Yeah. Up.
Mikey's going up. Video challenge. Yellow team.
All right, come on over here.
Come on, both of you. Come on, come on. Mosey on over. Mosey on over to my stall. All right, here we are. Oops, all right, we're just switching it. Let's dance a little bit. All right, now you know the situation. You get to add more points to your score and maintain control of Mikey. Who's going to be playing?
I am.
You're going to play? Okay, you hang on to this for me. Now, Josh, you get to choose from Air Busters, Legend of the Mystical Ninjas out of it, because it's been used, Vapor Trail, Cyberlip, and Gradius 3. Which one of those four would you like to play?
Cyberlip.
Cyberlip. Head on over there. Come on over with us. Pow. Now, you have to meet or beat the Wizard's Challenge, and on Cyberlip today, it is set at 4,600 points in World 5. You have to meet or beat that in 30 seconds. Now, you have 125 points. Your opponents have 80. Of your 125, I want you to write down how many you're willing to wager on your partner beating the wizard. You have 3 seconds to write it down now. Skidoo, boom. All right, quick writing. All right, turn around. Ready, set, go. Now, Cyberlip, you have to destroy all of the alien-looking weird guys that you come in contact with. And the bigger guys get you more points. Right now, he's up to 2,200. He has to beat 4,600. In 30 seconds. Meet or beat that. He's got another 100. He's up to 2,400. And this T ticking. Time is ticking. It's up to 2,500. Ooh, not enough time. Some good plan, Josh. Let's see how many points, Porsche. 30. She wagered 30. We're going to adjust the score and play some more. Oh, it's there.
Get that going. I'm looking for the thing. Maybe I should just open up my eyes.
Okay, we're going to take the 30 points away. You're still ahead with 95, and control is now back in your hands, red team. You get to move Mikey.
Right.
Mikey's going right. All right, Flash Rain, this is one of our video puzzles. Your job is to identify 3 out of 5 different office supplies that you'll see in a burst of video images. First person that can name 3 out of the 5 office supplies, buzz in, and we'll get you 50 points. Let's flash the frames. Red team.
Staples.
Computer.
And tape.
Is that right? Yeah, yellow team. Can you name 3 of them? Okay, let's roll the tape some more for them. Let's take a look at the end. Okay, I think that's all the flashing. Can you name 3 of them for me, a yellow team?
A hamburger.
Well, let's take a look. Let's take a look and show you what the 5 office supplies were. There was a calculator, a calendar, a stapler, tape, and a phone. Those are the 5. 3 of them would have got you. Hey, that's all right. No points exchanged. You still have control, red team. You get to move Mikey again. What direction?
Down.
Yeah. Down.
Mikey's going down. 50 points. That's a point square. You just add that to your score. There you have them. And you still have control of Mikey. You're up to 130. Ooh, I know what direction. Mikey's going to go straight to the goal. Because as we all know, that sound means we're in sudden death. The correct answer to this question will get you 100 points. It'll get you the goal for round 2, and it'll get you the game. So hands on the buzzers. This is a question about corn. Mexicans like a flat, round cake out of cornmeal. It is called corn. Yes.
Tortilla.
Tortilla is it. You got it, red team. You got the goal. Let's just reveal the board and take a look where everything was up there. All right, there were some prizes, 3 of them up there that time. Nobody got them, but hey, red team, 230, you're going in to face today's wizard. Yeah. Yellow team, it was down to 1 question. It doesn't get any better than that. We have some great stuff for you. Andrea, tell them what they're taking home.
You'll get British Knights athletic footwear featuring Dimacel, the shoe with the diamonds inside that bounce when you run. Choose change. Choose British Knights. You'll also be receiving Hershey's chocolate syrup. Anytime is right for Hershey's syrup or chocolate milk mix and milk. When you're ready to enjoy great tasting chocolate or strawberry milk, say Hershey's, please. Take it, Bill.
Please, for you, please come back. Check it out. These 2 are going through that door to battle Mungo in the wizard level. I think they can handle it. He's a tall one. He can't be taller than the host. See you back. Woo! Hey, hey, we are back with Beth and Kenny, and they're ready to go through that door and play the bonus round. Now, you have 1 minute to get through all 3 levels. After the first 2, if there's any time left, the 2 of you will go and battle Mungo in the wizard level. Now, for each item you pick up, you'll get $50. And for each level you get past, you will get a great prize. Now, here is your challenge. In level 1, Kenny has to find 3 coins hidden on both levels of the ancient tomb while trying to dodge power-draining floor spikes, arrows, hammers, and mummies. Touch the beam of sunlight when it appears, and all doors will open to destroy the enemies. Get all 3 coins, and your team will win this.
Ricoh's Shotmaster AFP 35mm camera makes picture-taking fun and easy. Everything's automatic. All you do is press the button, and the Ricoh Shotmaster AFP does the rest.
All right, now in level 2, Beth must collect 3 coins while on a runaway rail car. Jump and duck to avoid hanging timbers, cactus, tumbleweeds, and rats. Touch the luck stone to restore to full power. Get all three coins and your team will get this.
Commodore's Amiga 500 home computer features outstanding color graphics and sound. Can connect to your television set and includes bonus software. All you need to get started, the Amiga 500 from Commodore.
Now with the time left, you'll both take on Mungo in the wizard level. Catch three floating orbs while avoiding the dangerous enemy blasting creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Mongo by catching all three orbs and you will win today's grand prize. Andrea!
You'll be going to Universal Studios Florida, home of Nickelodeon Studios, where you can ride the movies. Live the action of blockbuster movies at the largest motion picture and television studio outside of Hollywood. In Orlando, you'll be staying at the Orlando Marriott, just minutes from world-renowned attractions. The Marriott has it all, with 16 villa-style buildings, pools, tennis courts, and restaurants. Once you're here, you may not want to leave. Good luck.
All right. Hey, both of you, hit through that door and zap. Mongo, go ahead. Yeah. And remember, Kenny has to get the three coins in the tomb, and then Beth has to jump and duck to avoid the coins on the railroad. Ready, Kenny? Go. Starter's been hit. All right, he got hit in the head by the idle hammer, but that is all right. Plenty of power left. He's got the first coin at 53 seconds. He is waiting for that beam of light. There it is. And everything has been destroyed. He just has to hustle down the stairs, grab the two coins. All right, great move. Go, go, Beth, go. All right, at 42 seconds, she's on the way. Over the first tumbleweed. Down underneath the cactus. She's at 37 seconds. Good time. All right, she's got the first coin. Vulture got it. Took one power unit away. Staying low from the timbers. There's a second coin. She's got two of them at 28 seconds. Power's back up. Ooh, the rat took it away, but she got all three. They're going to face Mongo. All right, the first orb has been gotten at 20 seconds. They're down to three power units. They're down to two. There's one orb left to go. Run, run. They're down to one power unit. The hourglass again. Run, 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 run. Yeah, they got it. Woo! All right, they got the camera. Yeah, they got the home computer. Yes, and they have got the trip to Universal. They did it like champions. I hope you enjoyed watching them. They made some serious moves in good time. Here they come. Woo! Yes, 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 yes. What was the toughest part?
Yeah, wizard.
The wizard. Did you have trouble ducking and jumping?
Yeah.
You did? Well, listen, you did it like a champ. You got everything. You are the big winners today. Ow! Hey, oh, man, I had a good time watching you. When you went in there at first, did you feel like you were going to make it?
Kind of.
Well, listen, you did a great job, and we will see you next time here on Nick Arcade. Woo! Knuckle Slam!
Studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios, Orlando, Florida.